KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny, windy, and warm today with a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved a recommendation from Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring for the hiring of two full-time jailers. The board approved the employment of Maria Agboglo at a starting union wage of $14.06 per hour, effective October 15th. The second jailer hired, effective this past Monday, was Linda Markson.
She has worked for the county before, therefore, John wishes to give her credit under the union contract for 6 months service, so she'd be starting at the 6 months wage, which is $14.50.
That's Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, who also reported there's been a good deal of interest in the upcoming November general election, as demonstrated by the number of absentee ballots that have been requested and turned in.
Approximately 960 persons have requested and or returned ballots on the probably a little over half have returned. It's moving pretty well.
With Monday having been a holiday, nearly 60 ballots came into the auditor's office on Tuesday. Sunderman says they're averaging about 30 to 50 ballot requests per day. The last day to submit an absentee ballot to the auditor's office is November 3rd, the day before the election. Sunderman demonstrated to the board a new vote tabulation machine, including one for persons who are blind or visually and or hearing impaired.
It has an audio ballot on it. It can be used for other types of handicap too. The difference between this and the old one that we had, the old auto marks that we had, basically you put in an actual 8.5 by 14 ballot in the general and fed it into the machine. And then the machine would allow you to vote, and then it marked that 8.5 by 14 ballot. The new system generates a different style of ballot. It looks like a big cash register receipt. It's heavier paper. It's cardstock paper.
The receipt is about 4 inches wide. Now, each precinct in the county will have one of the special touch screen machines for the blind or hearing impaired voters. In our follow-up to a story on Tuesday about a fatality accident near Avoca, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office late Wednesday morning identified the victim as a 60-year-old Gary Junk of Atlantic. Sheriff Jeff Danker said the cause of his death is pending the results of an autopsy on Junk. Junk was driving a Ford F-150 pickup on westbound Highway 83 just after 7:30 a.m. Tuesday when the vehicle left the road and came to rest in the harvested cornfield. Iowa Department of Transportation road crew workers were on location erecting a construction zone sign when they saw the pickup pass by. The driver, they said, appeared to have been slumped over, leaning toward the driver's door. The workers were nearly struck as the truck passed them. Junk was transported by Avoca Rescue to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan, where he was pronounced dead. Two people were injured during a head-on crash Tuesday afternoon in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday 39-year-old Amy Malloy of Walnut, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered severe injuries and was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, while the driver of the other vehicle, 31-year-old Jason Linen of Adel, who was wearing his seatbelt, suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan by Elkhorn Rescue. The accident happened at around 12:50 p.m. on 400th Street, about one quarter of a mile east of Umbrella Road in Shelby County. Officials say a 2006 Toyota Camry, driven by Malloy, was traveling west on the wrong side of 400th Street. At the same time, a 2014 Chevy Silverado pickup, driven by Linen, was traveling east. The vehicles collided at the crest of a hill, causing major damage to both vehicles. A 42-year-old Iowa man suspected in a hit-and-run accident has been fatally injured in a North Omaha crash. Police said that Robert Robison of Carter Lake was pronounced dead at an Omaha hospital following Tuesday night's accident. Omaha police say officers were flagged down by someone who reported a hit-and-run on McKinley Street. An SUV matching the description was soon spotted, and officers then lost sight of that vehicle, but found it after it crashed. Investigators say the SUV apparently had gone out of control, clipped a tree, and rolled over, ejecting Robison. Police say one of his passengers was hospitalized for minor injuries, while another wasn't hurt. Police in Red Oak report an Essex man was arrested this morning on an assault charge. 20-year-old Nathaniel William Hale was arrested at around 2:15 a.m. for domestic abuse assault. Information concerning Hale's bond was not made available. Authorities in Southwest Iowa were searching for an unidentified suspect Wednesday morning following a failed traffic stop on Tuesday afternoon. Mike Peterson reports.
Taylor County Sheriff Josh Weed reports deputies attempted to stop a charcoal-colored Dodge pickup at 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, but the attempted stop resulted in a 15-minute chase that ended when the truck crashed into a cornfield east of Bedford. The driver fled the wreckage on foot. Deputies searched for the suspect until dark at 7 o'clock when the search was suspended. Sheriff Weed says shortly after 10 o'clock, a rural resident reported a man in their backyard. Weed says he believes the suspect may be looking for a vehicle to steal. The Taylor County Sheriff reminds residents to keep their vehicles locked and to be on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary.
And the sheriff asked anyone with information about any suspicious activity to call the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 712-523-2153. Also in the news, two people from Atlantic were arrested on drug charges Tuesday. The Atlantic Police Department reported Wednesday that 19-year-old Cody Lynn Hansen of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for two counts of delivery of drugs to minor and for delivery of controlled substance. Hansen was booked into the Cass County Jail. And 15-year-old Spencer Dennison of Atlantic was arrested on two counts of delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana. The teen was later released to his parents. Authorities in Union County say a Creston man arrested earlier this week at the Union County Jail on a charge of attempted burglary in the second degree was arrested again Wednesday. 26-year-old Danny Allen Fry was arrested on a warrant for the same charge, but with the enhanced felony habitual felon designation. Fry was being held in the Union County Jail on $15,000 cash-only bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an investigation that led to a search warrant on September the 3rd also resulted in the arrest of a man on theft and weapons charges. 48-year-old Thane Kinnison of Stanton was arrested Wednesday on a warrant for theft in the second degree, possession of stolen property, and for being a felon in possession of an offensive weapon. Kinnison was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Also on Wednesday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 20-year-old Travis Brightbill of Council Bluffs on a warrant for probation violation related to an original narcotic violation offense. Brightbill was being held in the jail on $2,500 bond. The Harlan Police Department late Wednesday evening released an arrest report. Officials said this past Monday, 21-year-old Adam Scheffler of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Scheffler was taken to the Shelby County Jail. On Sunday, 21-year-old Zachariah Hendon of Panama was taken into custody when officers were called to a disturbance in the 1800 block of Lincoln Avenue. Hendon was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication and bribery. On Thursday, October the 9th, 44-year-old Tammy Putnam of Harlan and 47-year-old Melody Harwanger of Erling were both charged with assault following an altercation in the parking lot of the Murtu Medical Clinic. The altercation was apparently the result of one of the subjects making a left-hand turn from Chatburn without using her turn signal. That same day, 27-year-old Zane Zaliga of Harlan was arrested when he was found to be in possession of a stolen bicycle. It was later determined from surveillance videos from Shopko that Zaliga had taken several items totaling $250 from the store without having been purchased. All of the items were found on his person when he was arrested. Zaliga was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of stolen property in the third degree and theft in the fourth degree. In other news, the Harlan Police Department says on Saturday, October 11th, police were called to the Baumgar's store when a store employee observed two female subjects loading several sacks of pine bedding into a truck and then driving away without purchasing them. That incident remains under investigation. That same day, officers were called to the 1800 block of Exchange Street for a camper that had been broken into. Items were missing from the camper and extensive damage was done to the camper while attempting to gain access. Police said there are no suspects, and the case remains under investigation. And finally in the news, the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors has agreed to settle a woman's lawsuit over what she said was mistreatment at the Woodbury County Jail. The board approved the settlement on Tuesday. The county will pay Nicole Clay $15,000, and Sioux City will pay her $7,500. Clay said in her lawsuit that corrections officers tore off her top and bra and banged her head against a wall when she was being booked into the jail on August the 12th of 2011 on a public intoxication charge. Clay also says the arresting officer who searched her purse and looked through her photos on her cell phone didn't have a warrant to do so. Attorney Tom Verhulst, who represented the county, said the county, quote, maintains no liability but decided to pay the settlement and move on. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.